Proclamation number 5431 of 2nd of July, 1952. The power of the living word. The living word, the word which is received by direct communication with me, is, as a direct radiation, an immense effect and is therefore also felt extremely invigorating where the will to hear me speak personally exists, so that the word can let people become believers where it is listened without resistance. And this power works in such a way that it touches the human heart and makes it soft and compliant. The heart accepts what is offered to it and allows it to take an effect upon it. For I touch the heart with my word myself. Grasp it, I touch it, and it feels the benefit of my touch, and it gives itself to me without resistance, yet only when one's will is ready to listen to me, when it no longer offers its own resistance to the light that is conveyed to it. How unspeakably stimulating and awakening my word can be in this case. It can give life to a still dead being. It can suddenly change the darkness of one's spirit into radiant light. It can give the being understanding for everything that was previously incomprehensible to it. And therefore a complete change can take place in the human heart through my word, provided that the effectiveness of my word is permitted by one's will, that my emanation of love can affect the soul and that it behaves completely without resistance. Consequently, it is willing to let itself be shaped by my loving hand, so to speak. What 1,000 words of a human being are not able to achieve, my word can. That the scales fall from the being's eyes and it suddenly is in the possession of the brightest knowledge, since it is my power of love which now becomes effective in the one, and this power of love cannot be surpassed. Therefore, when I tell you humans that my word is blessed with my power, then understand that it is a direct emanation of power on my part and must always have its effect if the human being itself does not cancel the effect through resistance. For the human being's will alone decides its effectiveness, which is why, however, my word never loses power as such but always has a revitalizing effect as soon as the human being dedicates itself to it. Now, if this word of mine is brought close to the souls in the beyond and they willingly allow it to have an effect on them, they can often find a sudden enlightenment of their spirit. They can feel being impressed extremely strong as soon as they just accept this word by the willingness to be instructed, or to receive explanations about questions which they are occupied with. My word exerts an enormous impression upon all souls which desire it of their own free will. And that's why you humans can do no greater love service to the souls in the beyond than to convey my word to them, which you received yourselves from me. The power of my word will be experienced by all the souls who assemble with you in order to listen to it. I myself speak to them through you. And if they are of good will, they will recognize me myself, and their ascent in the kingdom of the beyond will be assured, for the power of my word will give them a lift. Amen.